But speaking of local musicians and things going on around here, it's always fun when Cellobration hits town. John Marshall, who's the master of the Cellobration. Good morning, John.
Thank you, Vern.
And the professor of cello at EWU and principal cellist of the Spokane Symphony. How many years?
We've been doing Cellobration. I've been here since 1994. So my 23rd year.
Okay, and how long Cellobration? Most of those?
Cellobration we started doing in 2002, and we've done it every year since.
Yeah, and it's kind of a nice formula, isn't it? Because there's nothing else going on this weekend and things like that.
Somehow we started doing it in January, and it's always remained in this month. But we always have either guest artists, usually either a classical or a non-traditional cellist. Every 3 years, though, we do the Bach and Beatles.
And it's Bach and Beatles this year. A few more by-the-numbers things. What's the range of players that you've gotten over the years?
Range of players, it involves just about any type of cellist in this area, everywhere from junior high to adults, professionals, amateurs, everyone's included.
And about how many? What's...
It varies year to year. This year, I think we have about 45. Mm-hmm. And it's grown. The first year we ever did this, I think we had 12, and we thought that was pretty amazing that we could get 12 cellists together, and it's grown every year since. But it's usually around the 50 mark.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have a guest artist, or is the Bach and Beatles the guest artist, kind of?
When it's a Bach and Beatles year, then it's all the local cellists who step up to the plate and play a movement or two of the Bach suites. They are our guest artists.
Nice. And about a little more about the Bach suites. All the Bach suites?
No. Bach wrote 6 cello suites. Mm-hmm. He wrote them around 1720. So we're coming up on the 300-year anniversary of the cello suites. So we do every 3 years a Bach and Beatles. And so we play either the first 3 or the last 3. Hmm. And this year it happens to be suites 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. And you say that the good news is it's all students doing it. This year
is the first year that I have not had to ask my Spokane Symphony colleagues to step up and play some of the more difficult movements. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a real tribute to the growth of the students in our area.
Mm-hmm. I want to step back on that because it's so obvious, not only what you've done with all, because when you're not doing Bach and Beatles, you always do some pop music on every concert, don't you?
Yeah, we usually do some kind of. We do a broad range of arrangements. Nothing is too sacred, so we'll do a whole variety of different arrangements. But when it is the Bach and Beatles year, then it's all Beatles on the second half.
And your evil twin often shows up with an electric cello.
Yes, sometimes an electric cello does show up. Yes, that has happened in the past.
Yeah, which brings up this question, because a little bit later, toward the end of the hour, I'm going to play some Matt Heimovitz. And much has been made. I'm constantly aware of the imagination level of cellists and the wildly exploding range of what cellists are doing. There's that duo called Two Cellos, which take on all kinds of pop music and do things. What's your explanation for the phenomenon?
I think over the last 30 years, the cello has really emerged out of the classical realm. Special thanks, I think, to Yo-Yo Ma, who has done so much in that area, in all areas.
Yeah, there's no style he won't take on.
Nothing he won't take on. That's my one dream, is we've never had Yo-Yo Ma here. Either with the symphony or with Cellobration, that's my dream guest.
That would be good, yeah. And so what makes me curious, because I've seen this phenomenon happening, of the cello becoming really cool. And for instance, a few years ago, Spokane Youth Orchestra had almost as many cellists as violinists. Do you find that cello is really popular among kids?
Like I say, it seems to have grown in the past, and it just seems to be a culmination of some great classical music, and then that it's showing up in all sorts of bands and jazz, bluegrass, and there doesn't seem to be anywhere where the cello can't go these days. And so it's been really refreshing for me, because as I remember growing up, it was only in classical music. So it's been very thrilling to see how it's emerged.
Yeah, and so that must then change kind of the quality of the students you get in various ways, doesn't it? Have you seen differences in the kind of kids playing cello?
Well, the students are definitely, they're ready to take on these other styles of music. They're not afraid. And it used to be when we'd play Beatles on the cello, it seemed kind of quirky and kind of funny. But now it's just people love it. The students love it. So we keep on making more arrangements.
Sure. Well, and the arrangements, you yourself have done a lot of them, haven't you?
I've done a lot of the arrangements, and then I assist my students at Eastern Washington University also in creating these new arrangements.
And so in teaching at EWU, I'm speaking with John Marshall, who teaches at EWU. Speaking of that, do you consider that your obligation to your students to keep them on a broadening category?
I hadn't thought of it that precisely, but yeah, that's part of my goal for them, is to make them be well-rounded musicians, not just good on their instruments, but that they need to be able to communicate well, write well, notate well, and teaching as well, so that they are as employable as possible.
Mm-hmm. And what does a cello have any practical limits, or is it hard to arrange Beatles tunes or anything else for the cello?
The difficulty comes in when we're dealing with music that is very heavy on the lyrics, of how to then translate those lyrics into just the melody. And so that's always the challenge that we find, especially if there's a lot of verses. Sometimes we have to take out one or two just so it's not too repetitive. Mm-hmm. And finding ways to make the lyrics jump out to the listener, that the lyrics that are not there.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about Celebration, which culminates in a 7:30 performance at the EWU Music Building on Saturday night. But talk about what goes on all day.
The cellos come in about 9:30 in the morning, and we spend the entire day. We spend the entire day really celebrating the cello. We get together. We start rehearsing large ensemble in the morning. In the afternoon, we break off into sectionals, have more seminars on Bach. And finally, in the evening, then we put on the concert.
So do you use some of your symphony colleagues to help do the teaching, or is it your advanced students?
Yes, several of my symphony colleagues are there acting as faculty members, helping to do the sectionals, playing in the ensemble. So it's a real treat to have them there to kind of lead on the sections as well.
And the... Where was I going to go with this? Then when you do all these sessions during the day, do you get into cello technique and all kinds of things, or mostly just about the ensemble?
It's more on a Bach and Beatles. It's more about just getting the ensemble prepared, and through doing that, then we need to talk about techniques and how to play these tunes. And I always say to them too, I don't want to hear the Beatles played like Bach, and I certainly don't want to hear Bach played like the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And so we do end up talking about stylistically how we can do things to that treat those two styles differently.
Mm-hmm. The range of things that go on at Celebration all day. If somebody is hearing this and just hearing about Celebration for the first time, can they still get in?
The registration has been closed to participate, but everybody's welcome to come to the concert. I usually try to send out all the music about 2 weeks in advance to make sure that we have the right numbers and that the sections are balanced. That's one of the big challenges I face is making sure we have the right numbers in the right sections.
And the people know the notes.
And they all know the notes and the rhythms. So as far as participating as a cellist, I've already kind of closed the door on that, but everybody's welcome to come sit in, come watch the classes, and certainly come to the concert at 7:30.
Okay, that's Celebration. And we're going to go out with a little bit of the music that you've done with your wife, the bassoonist Lynn Marshall. And you also have done kind of a whole thing about just two bass line instruments, haven't you, as an extension of whether it's two cellos or cello and bassoon?
Yeah, with Lynn being a bassoonist, we've recorded three albums now, mostly of just cello and bassoon. But our later albums have started to include more instruments, and we recorded a concerto for cello and bassoon that had never been recorded before. So, and certainly the bassoon being a bass instrument that has a similar range to the cello, we can share a lot of our arrangements.
Sure, that's handy. Well, this is John Marshall from EWU, and anything we've forgotten to mention about Celebration?
Well, we talked about that this year it's a Bach and Beatles, so we're playing the first three cello suites. We didn't talk about the arrangements that we're doing this year.
Oh, go ahead.
On the second half of the concert, we're doing 8 days a week. then a new, brand new arrangement, And Your Bird Can Sing. And then we stole from While My Guitar Gently Weeps, but we changed the title to While My Cello Gently Weeps.
Of course, you'd have to do that.
Another new arrangement, A Day in the Life, that I think is going to be dynamite. And then we always end the Beatles, every year, every time we've done a Bach and Beatles, we end with Hey Jude.
Of course. And does it go on for 7 minutes or more?
It goes on for more.
Good. Yes. Good. That's the whole point.
It
of
has
Hey
kind
Jude.
Of an improv section in the middle.
Oh, good. Yeah. Which is another very significant thing, isn't it? To get classical, uptight classical people into improv.
Absolutely. That's one of the healthiest things we can do.
Yeah. That's Celebration Saturday night at 7:30.